What's your favourite Jane Austen?
Sense and Sensibility.
That's hard. Sense and Sensibility, I think. But I love them all.
Hard to say, but I think Sense and Sensibility. It's almost a tie between Sense and Sensibility and Emma.
I don't have a favourite book. I don't like to classify books as favourite and not favourite. Each has its own merit. So I really like most of them.
It's a difficult question. I like Northanger Abbey, I think, best. Yes.
I think I would say Pride and Prejudice, even if it's a bit, it's common, but... That's my favorite.
Yeah. What's your favorite character?
Well, no, that's too difficult to say.
Elizabeth from Pride and Prejudice.
Actually, Eleanor Rose. Yeah, Rosewood.
I cannot tell you this. I forgot the name. I haven't been reading Jane Austen for a really long time.
I don't know, male or female?
Female.
That would be Elizabeth Bennet, of course.
Of course, Jane. Of course,
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, of course, yeah. But I also like Sense and Sensibility with Eleanor.
Good afternoon. My name is Sabine. I've been working in Waterstones for 10 years. I was born in Brussels, but lived in England for 12 years also. And today we're having a Jane Austen event for her bicentennial. And so we'll be having tea and cakes and parlor games and quizzes and readings.
And where did you get the outfit?
And we got the outfit from a costumier here in Brussels called Maggie.
Because it's really perfect.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Who's ready for a round of musical chairs?
It's a tie. Can I interview you?
Sure.
Can you tell me what your name is?
Mixie.
And you won.
I did, indeed.
Are you a long-time practicer of musical chairs?
I have to say that I am a Belgian champion, so this is not a surprise.
At all, okay.
No.
But you're happy you won.
I am very happy, yeah. I hope this will be my legacy in Waterstones.
Okay. Did you do the food?
Yes, I made the cakes.
You made all the cakes?
Most of them, yes. With two of the other girls in the shop helped as well.
And how did you choose the recipes?
We looked for what we could find in a Regency cookbook and the recipes that were around at the time, and we tried to make the simplest ones.
They had cucumber sandwiches back then?
Yes, they did, and tea. Probably very sweet compared to what we drink it now as well.
Because I had cucumber when I was a kid, but I didn't realize it went back to the...
Yeah, it's one of the old sandwiches. It came from the Dutch sandwich, and I think that was around the 1680s, something like that. It first started to become fashionable. So.
And you were here at Waterstones?
No, I don't work here. My partner works here at Waterstones. So I'm the cook at home while they're working in the shop. So.
And your name?
Martin.
Martin. And you are from?
From the UK, from Wales.
And how long have you been in Belgium?
17 years. Almost 18 years now.
Can I interview you while you're eating?
And with a jam. And very, very tasty.
Yes, everything's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a Jane Austen fan?
Yes, but I should read the books again. So it's been a long time. Right? So you see the show more on TV than you think about, I want to read it back. So yeah, it's really pleasant and good atmosphere. You want to dive in back.
Well, thank you very much. What's your name?
Meryl.
And you're from where?
Here in Brussels, Belgium. Yeah.
Thank you. So where are you from?
I'm from Bulgaria originally.
And your name?
Velizar.
And have you ever played this before?
No, it's the first time I see it.
But you won.
Well, yeah. by chance.
Okay, you're the big winner.
Oh, apparently.
What's your name?
Celine.
Are you an expert at this?
I have no idea. I think it's just beginner's luck.
Can you all hear me okay? Okay, so we're going to have three rounds. One is on herself, so that's a biography on Jane Austen. The second one is on the novels themselves. And then the third one would just be a miscellany, so like pop culture, Jane Austen reference, things like that. So that's it. All right, so here we go. Number one.